This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Sip is playing some sort of game out there with Missing Tooth Craig. Before we get to Head Scratchers, it's sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote, and always remember the three Fs.
Oh,
faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids.
I think, were you included, Jake, on the text? Like, Trevor was texting.
I did. I got the text.
Yes, Trevor was texting. Very excited about, obviously, the huge weekend for the Huskers. So that was fun to...
Huskies.
Just to have somebody that dialed in to seed and Huskers.
Trevor?
Yeah, Trevor. You have somebody like that that's just making money for everybody, helping out the country.
He's a fan.
Yeah. And also like that, he's... I mean, for a while there, I think, you know, Iowa and Illinois, corn production, pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's different in Nebraska now.
No, because of Trevor.
There's a comeback. Yeah, yeah. There's a comeback.
The text was this from Trevor to me and Bill. Says, remember when Jake skipped a Friday and it was good luck, so now he can never work Fridays?
Jeez.
That's what we call a win-win-win in the biz.
Trevor's asking for young Ben also.
On Fridays.
Trevor, Beck's seed.
We have a decision to make.
Yeah, we have a decision. We will.
This is not something that's light. It's not. We're not taking this lightly.
No, we'll have this... Do we let the breakers vote? Do we handle this as a...
No. I don't think
we kind of know what that answer would be already. Yeah. So.
I don't think we put it in the hands of the breakers.
Yeah, we'll have to handle this one.
I wouldn't want my fate in the hands of the breaker.
We love the breakers, but our fate is scary.
Yeah.
I don't even trust myself, my fate in my own hands.
Vote, they might vote us out,
they
too.
They would vote exactly. All of a sudden, they'd be all...
So I don't want that to happen.
Could be ugly.
The best. All of a sudden, Ben's doing the show by himself.
This
solo.
Is in-house
could
stuff.
Could happen.
Right.
Thanks to Beck's Hybrids. It is time for Head Scratchers, things that were odd this weekend in college football. And Bill, where are you be starting with today with this?
Well, I'm going to get to some other ones during Bill's thrills.
Okay, good.
Okay.
But there was some here that were...
Head scratchies?
Pretty fun. Boise State at Wyoming.
Ooh, yes.
17-13. I think Wyoming was ahead at one time, 13-10. 17-13, they're 2-9.
Is that the final?
The final.
Final score.
That was the final score.
17 is all Boise got?
Against Wyoming, who's 2-9.
Okay, what's
Wyoming's given up 50 on several occasions. So it was just, it's one of those things, myself personally, I think Tulane is the best group of five.
Not Boise. Okay, I mean, where was that game at?
What's that? That was at Wyoming.
It was. Yeah.
Probably cold like that. But anyway, Boise's used to that. That's nothing different. I just don't know. And for a while, they had him as the first round bye. And I don't see that. I don't see any way that happens. But who knows? Kansas.
Yes.
37. Colorado, 21.
Yes.
That's a head scratcher.
Smoked him.
Not really. Well, I want to say, not completely head scratcher with how they were trending. But they've beaten three ranked teams in a row. That's never happened where a below 500 team has beaten three ranked teams in a row.
Iowa State, Brigham Young, and Colorado. They just took a machete to the top of the Big 12.
And just so you know, the crowd was horrible.
Was it?
At Arrowhead?
At Arrowhead, yeah.
There was no one, just the lower bowl had people in it. It was probably half full.
Why is
it? It was
that?
Probably, well, just it's because it stinks. What if that game would have been on campus? It would have been incredible.
I'm really surprised by that, though. I thought there'd be a big crowd. It wasn't a big crowd.
No, not at all. And there was a good Colorado, but they showed like the view from afar. It's like, oh wow, that was bad. It was KU. Yeah, it was really bad. And I tell you what, Prime's interview afterwards, I thought was really good. We just listened to ourselves. We got toxic. Thought about how we started listening to everybody. Didn't play.
So we told the guys. I saw the locker room speed.
People talk about running the football. Kansas rushed for almost 350.
Devin Neal is a dude.
Almost 350 against a team that's ranked, what were they, 15th, 14th, somewhere in that?
Yeah. 23rd now. Yeah. Dropped to 23rd in the opening pool.
This one was incredible. Illinois, 38. Oh. Rutgers, 31. So there's a common thread of coaching that when you're going to call the timeout prior to someone kicking a field goal, now there used to always be wait to the very end. Now it's like you call it earlier. Don't let him kick it. That way you have to live with what happened. Okay. He doesn't. So they're kicking a field goal, a tough one, to take the lead, I believe, by 2 or 1, whatever the lead would be.
Illinois
is kicking the ball. Mm-hmm. Right as the foot's hitting the ball, or before the ball was snapped, Shiano calls timeout, but they kick it, and they miss it. Yeah. It's long and it's short. So now it's 4th and 13, and he goes, put the offense back on the field. So they put the offense back on the field, trying to get the first down and then kick a field goal because they had a timeout left.
With Robinhood Gold, you don't need a silver spoon to eat up the financial favors of the 1%. Robinhood Gold allows the resourceful individual to earn the very liberal rate of 4.25% APY on uninvested cash and be rewarded with a handsome 3% retirement boost on IRA account contributions. Robinhood Gold provides the privileges of a high net worth for any net worth or just $5 a month. The new gold standard is here. Sign up at Robinhood.com/gold. Terms apply. For product-specific disclosures, visit Robinhood.com/gold. Investing involves risk. Rate may change. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold, LLC.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
They throw a deep dig. He goes 40 yards for a touchdown.
Oh, no.
He goes 40 yards for a touchdown.
Pat Bryant, right?
Yeah, insane.
Pat Bryant.
How it all unfolded. If he doesn't call the timeout, game's over, Rutgers wins. Ooh, game's over, Rutgers wins. And instead,
ooh, that's a head scratcher.
That's a head scratcher. And it's like, in Illinois, it's like their faces were like, Bielema's face. It's like, I have no idea what just happened. We took a shot in the dark to try to win the game with our offense, and we scored a touchdown. Four guys missed him.
They are 8-3.
It was incredible.
They're 8-3 with Northwestern to end the season.
And they won 9 games 2 years ago, right? 2-3 years
They're
ago.
They're going to win 9.
They're going New Year's Day.
Brett.
They're going to win nine.
The Pac-12 championship game was incredible. Ooh. Oregon State 41, Wazoo 38. The Pac-12 championship game. Yes. Championship. One team's 1-0, one's 0-1. That's the championship. They get a trophy. It's incredible. Also, Oregon State stormed. They stormed the field. Oregon State stormed the field. Yes, they're 5-6 now. They're 5-6 now. Here was one that was a big head scratcher because they were playing horrible. Colorado State 22, Fresno State 28.
Fresno State wins.
So Colorado State didn't play UNLV or Boise, and they had played some bad teams. All they do is win this game, and they were going to the championship game. This flipped everything. So now Colorado State's going to be out.
Oh.
And UNLV is going to be in for a rematch, which is the best game. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be two ranked teams playing in the Mountain West Championship. But that now makes it real.
Those two teams are, Boise and.
Because Boise was going to beat Colorado State handily in the championship game. Now I'm not sure on that, but I believe that game is in Vegas.
Yeah,
I believe that game is in Vegas.
I think it has been for some time.
So it's at their home field, which I believe is, I think it was at Vegas when Boise beat them last time. I think that will, so that's very interesting. Then USC 19, UCLA 13. Oof. Don't know if it's a total head scratcher. I thought UCLA would probably win the game. And then also I was shocked that UCLA could only score 13. That shocked me. It was at the Rose Bowl.
UCLA again hurt by unsportsmanlike.
They kicked off from the five.
Jake, they kicked off from the five because going into the locker room, they got three flags.
What? Three.
There's a fracas.
Yeah.
Going into the locker room.
One was on an assistant coach.
One was on Kwasi Gilmer, the receiver. Yeah. I think what Foster says is somebody threw a punch at Gilmer, Kwasi Gilmer. And he retaliated, but UCLA got all the flags. They kicked off from the five.
From the five. Now, here's the miracle was, they ran the ball back, obviously, past the 50. They didn't score.
That was a 41-yard return.
Yeah, 41-yard return.
They didn't score?
Didn't score.
Didn't score off of it. Really?
They were kicking off from the five. I have a video of it.
I need to watch that.
I'll send it to you. I have the video.
I missed that.
I'm sitting there watching the game. And I videotaped it. This time it's like 11 o'clock at night.
It was late.
But it was hilarious. The announcers, UCLA will be kicking off from the five.
were they laughing at all? Yeah,
so that means
they're trying to hold back laughter.
So think about this. The kickoff team was lined up at the goal line. That's what they were lined up at. Was at the goal line.
And it was a 41-yard return.
I just want to imagine this conversation at halftime as a special teams coach. Also, they come in. There's been three penalties against us. What do we do? We're going to kick off from the five.
You're kidding. Yeah. No, I'm not kidding.
It's not good.
Yeah.
No, those unsportsmanlike penalties have haunted
me. I have to see that video.
There's three of them.
I've got the video. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was. So those are major head scratchers, and I've got more to come.
Good.
We're going to hit on a little bit more for Bill Searles on that. But
there's a lot of head scratchers.
There's a lot of head scratchers going on that were just. The Rutgers one blows me away. That one like that. It was just all of a
sudden.
How
short was the kick?
It was short and left. Okay. I mean, to the point where Bielema was like, we're not doing it again. We can't make this field goal.
It was
windy
too.
Yeah, there's windy as hell. He goes, we can't make this. They were putting the all. It was 4th and 13.
I think that
4th and 13. Altmaier hits it.
I think it was Pat Bryant.
I believe it was. But here's the thing.
Check it out.
I was freaking out to go down because a field goal wins it. When he catches the ball and he's running, I think the clock might run out. I think that he might not get down in time, and the clock might run out.
It was Pat Bryant.
I thought it might run out, and he runs. And all of a sudden, I'm watching that guy go, oh, my.
He's just running by everybody.
He's going to run in the end zone.
Yeah, he's running
by
everybody.
He runs in the end zone.
He had to run across the field.
He had to run across the entire field. There was like six missed tackles. Yeah. And then I have no idea. I just wonder what the spread on this game was because they get a safety on the last play, they being Rutgers. They did a throw the ball back and forth, sideways throw.
Did they?
And they threw it out of the back of the end zone backwards for safety.
I'm trying to find. The spread was Rutgers by 1.5, actually.
Okay.
Rutgers
it didn't matter then. It didn't matter. So, but they threw it out of the back of the end zone.
How about Illinois? How about Illinois going to win 9 probably?
Oh, they're going to win 9. Northwestern is terrible, is horrific.
Michigan put 50 on it.
Michigan's offense is horrible.
They can't even throw a forward pass. They put 50 on them.
50 on them somehow. How about Bielema? Brett.
Nine.
That flight home for him had to be a fun one. I couldn't imagine that flight home. That's like, got to get ready. Who we got next? Northwestern.
All right.
Here we go.
Head Scratcher, sponsored by Bex Hybrids, up next. Song of the Day and Bill's Thrills next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around. Whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself,
Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.